We're going to Toronto. M, welcome to the show.
Hello, George.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
George, have you heard about the Woman of 2010?
The Woman of 2010? No, tell me about the Woman of 2010.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I believe it's me. All arrows seem to point to me anyway.
Well, but who is the Woman of 2020?
Well, she's the one that has all those metaphoric stories to tell.
Well, then tell me one of them.
One of them?
Yes, give me the best
story. Well, the relationship between God and angels and aliens and us.
All right, I'll listen to that
one. My stories are the same length, only as long as you're interested.
until I have to go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it to a couple minutes. Go ahead.
All right. So God has siblings, brothers and sisters called angels. And some of these angels thought because they have the same parents as God,
All right. That
they too will evolve into gods one day. And they accepted the knowledge of existence over the wisdom of time, over God's wisdom. And they fell from God's grace. And these fallen angels united and brought forth offspring of alien entity, thought without body and form. And these entities began here on earth at the same time with man. Man's destiny to find God, their destiny to find God's children, man, young, naive creators. And God disguised his children. They could not recognize man, for man was primitive and without thought. And so these alien entities evolved outward in search of body and form, as man evolved forward in search of wisdom and truth. The evolution of these entities brought them back to their beginning at the same time with the evolution of man. Adam was not the first man on earth. Adam was the first man to evolve, the first man to recognize God as his father, as God does recognize the image of man in his own, in the image of creator. And so these alien entities approached Adam's thoughts with promises of knowledge from the future, such as woman. But Adam looked into his past. He saw primitive man. He saw the trail of destruction caused by too much knowledge and technology before its time. And Adam stayed one with God. And Eve did come forth and unite with Adam under the eyes of God. They brought forth two sons, Abel and Cain.
All right, Abel, I'm going to slow you down now. Let me ask you this. You must have written this down because you can't be doing this from your head.
Oh, no, they're all from my head.
You mean you didn't write this down like some journal or anything?
No. They're all just...
The Woman of 2000. Now, what happens in another month? That's 2011.
Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
Then what happens?
I believe the unity. I believe a lot of unity. Like, I don't believe God created everything. Do you? Because everything is so imperfect.
I think there's a definition of God, Yes. I'm still wrestling with that. I'm very spiritual, and I'm a believer in a divine intelligence.
Yes.
I'm just not as religious as I used to be when I was younger. I think, you know, spirituality is deep within all of us, and I think we're all interconnected. And yes, there's a higher power, for sure, and I do believe in angels. But I'm still looking for those answers. I really am. And so when you ask the question, did God create everything? I don't know. I think so. You know, because everything's been created. It had to start somehow.